Peter Mullen was best known as an actor for his acclaimed work in films like My Name is Joe and Trainspotting, until he wrote and directed his second feature film, The Magdalene Sisters, which won the coveted Golden Lion at the Venice Film Festival and was simultaneously denounced by the Vatican. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
A few years ago, the great Scottish actor Peter Mullen watched a documentary on Britain's Channel 4 called Sex in a Cold Climate, and it made him angry. It made him really angry. You can feel his righteous fury in every frame of the fictional film he wrote and directed on the same subject, The Magdalene Sisters. The movie is a masterpiece. It's also, frankly, a holy hell. You'll feel you're being punished for a crime you didn't commit, which puts you in the same frame of mind as the title characters. The setting is the Irish Republic in 1964, home to a flourishing business known as either the Magdalene Laundries or the Magdalene Asylums, named, of course, for the repentant New Testament prostitute. The laundries in Mary's name would make anyone repent. The tens of thousands of girls who worked 364 days a year received no wages, could never leave the grounds, and were subject to beatings, tauntings, and sexual humiliations at the hands of nuns. No one spoke out because these were, quote, bad girls. They'd had children out of wedlock. They'd been promiscuous. Or in some cases, they were simply too pretty to be allowed to roam free. Boys, you see, being so easily tempted. Mullen has you by the throat from the opening scene, in which he introduces the first of his three female protagonists. It's a family wedding party with drinking and wailing and fierce tribal drumming, and Margaret, played by Anne Marie Duff, makes the mistake of following a male cousin upstairs. Then she makes the mistake of getting raped. Then she makes the mistake of sobbing about it aloud. When it's over, the boy rapist is left alone, and Margaret is carted away. The second girl, Bernadette, played by Nora Jane Noon, is an orphan who flashes one or two saucy looks at the boys who eyeball her from a walkway overlooking the orphanage playground. And that's all she does to earn her exile. The third girl, Rose, played by Dorothy Duffy, gives birth to a child she wants to keep. She weeps for her father just to look at the baby boy and see how beautiful he is. The first night at the asylum, as she moans from the pain of her swollen breasts, she's warned, "The nuns go crazy if they see a leakin." Here's the second girl, Bernadette, as she proclaims her innocence to Sister Bridget, played by the magnificent Geraldine McEwen, shortly before getting whipped across the backs of her thighs.
"I understand that you two have been disobedient."
"I just asked if I could see you, sister."
"You didn't ask anything, girl," he demanded. "Now who in God's name gave you the right to make demands?"
"I'm just wondering why I'm here, sister. I've not committed any crime. I've never been with any lads, ever. It's God's honest truth."
"But you'd like to, wouldn't you?"
"I'm a good girl, sister."
"No. You're arrogant and ill-mannered and stupid, and that'll be why the boys let you. So much low intelligence makes it easier for them to get their fingers inside you. All men are sinners, and therefore all men are open to temptation. In any God-fearing country, if you want to save men from themselves, you remove that temptation. Do you understand me, girl?"
"I understand you, sister."
That voice of McEwen's, why is it the stuff of nightmares? I think it's the combination of that grandmotherly melodiousness and those stabbing insinuations. Sister Bridget is a radiantly certain sadist. Her cruelty is like a higher calling. All kinds of tortures can be rationalized in the name of laundering away these wicked girls' sins. This is a horror movie, a grueling one, but it isn't just a melodrama of wrongly imprisoned waifs and demonic nuns. The real horror is the way these girls are warped from within. Watch how Bernadette steals a cherished St. Christopher's medal from a simpleton called Crispina and refuses to give it back, even as Crispina turns sick and attempts to hang herself. Bernadette hates the girl for being so emotionally open, so weak. She punishes Crispina before the nuns can. The Catholic Church has denounced the Magdalene Sisters, but this isn't an anti-Catholic movie per se. The target is any society that tries to manage unmanageable sexual impulses by punishing the people who elicit them.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced by Phyllis Myers, Amy Sallet, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, and Anne-Marie Baldonado, with Patty Leswing, Jessica Chu, and Ian Chillog. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. For Terry Gross, I'm Barbara Bogave.